Okay, so I didn't know why my parents were acting so weird. Hopping around, hovering. I didn't know why, but they tell me that a man's gonna be stopping by soon. And I was to act normal towards this man. Act normally. I was to open the door, ask him to have a seat, see if he wanted anything to drink. Why wouldn't I act normal? Who's the guy? What's the big deal? Do we owe him money? Does he know a secret? Are we in his will? And why don't they just open the door themselves? But I'll wait. And I'll wait. And finally, there's a knock on the door. I open it. And standing in front of me is a man. A tall man in a gray suit with dark holes where his eyes should have been. And I scream at the top of my 10-year-old lungs and I slam the door hard. Glenn! Glenn, what did you do? My mother rushes out, opens the door. Mr. Gully, I'm so sorry. I see the man in the gray suit trying to shove sunglasses on his face. Oh, no. It's my fault entirely. I still hear myself screaming. Then I see the man move his cane back and forth as he enters our home. And I shut up. What had I just done? What was wrong with me? How could I treat somebody like that? Glenn, will you please get Mr. Gully something to drink? And maybe you have something you want to say to him now? I place a glass of cold orange juice in front of Mr. Gully. I'm sorry about that. I thought you were somebody else. Really? Whom did you think I was? And I don't have an answer. I can't tell him that I feel like I'd been waiting for a long time for something from under the bed, from out of the shadow, from inside the mirror. I just realized I had been waiting for a very long time for someone. In that moment, I figured that he was him.